Here's a thought I'll title Our Global Audience. You may not be able to tell, depending on how much background noise there is, but I'm traveling at this particular moment on the SS Badger, which is a big ferry boat that goes across one of the Great Lakes. Which Great Lake am I crossing? Lake Michigan? Lake... I don't know. I've already forgotten. But it's between Ludington, Michigan, and Manitowoc, Minnesota. Okay. Footnote number one. I was actually crossing Lake Michigan from Ludington, Michigan, over to Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I blame the Dramamine. And it's about a four-hour ferry cross. And as you can imagine, in a situation like this, there's lots of people, lots of activity, lots of people walking around, and I've heard, I don't know how many different languages, at least a dozen different languages. Which got me thinking about the challenges that we all have when we're trying to communicate about our artwork to a global audience. You know, Edward Weston didn't have to think much about a global audience. Matter of fact, he was lucky to think somewhere outside the city limits of Carmel. I'm always amused by the fact that Edward Weston had to have a Guggenheim grant in order to go photographing across the Sierra Nevadas in the western part of California compared to the shore in the eastern part where he lived. And, of course, Dramamine inspired footnote number two. Edward Weston lived on the west coast of California and Carmel and had to travel east to go to the Sierra Nevadas and the Owens Valley. That Dramamine is really good stuff. You and I can share our work instantaneously all over the globe to anybody who's got connections to the internet. It's a different world with a different set of challenges. Our challenges are so different than those of the photographers in the early parts or the middle part of the 20th century who had the great challenge of getting their work seen. We don't have the same kind of challenge to get our work seen. We can get it seen pretty easily. But can it get understood? Can we actually communicate? And of course the answer is that photography is a non-verbal form of communication. So, yes, in one sense, photography has the great advantage that we can communicate with people that don't speak our language. But what about the title for your project? What about the introductory text? What about all the text that is included in a book that you might do, or a PDF that you might do, or even just a simple web page? We do, fortunately, have ways to get that easily translated. But I wonder how many people do. A web page is relatively easy for the text to be translated, but not so in a printed book, not so in a PDF. And with that in mind, that would seem to give web presentations a significant global advantage as compared to other forms of distributing our artwork. Something to think about if you have aspirations to a global audience, that those of us who speak English can make a pretty easy assumption that lots of people do, but not everyone, not every country, not every region, certainly not every individual will have the ability to understand our English unless we help them. And maybe the easiest way to help them is through web page publication, where a web browser can more or less translate our English language into something that's at least mostly understandable by people who don't speak our same language.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.